Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
Okay, well, welcome to another podcast interview with the Redefined Education blog. My very special guest today is Dr. Lorena Castillo, who is a middle school science teacher in Dade County, Florida. She is also the chairwoman of CHISPA, which stands for the Coalition of Hispanic Instructors in Support of Parental Awareness. CHISPA was formed in 2010. It has about 180 members, most of whom are public school teachers, and it's an especially interesting group because they support expanded school choice options for students like charter schools and private school vouchers and tax credit scholarships. So, Dr. Castillo, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
You are very welcome. It's a pleasure for me.
All right. Well, tell me right off the bat, why did you form CHISPA? I'm assuming it was to help struggling Hispanic students, right?
Yes, that's correct. More than half of our CHISPA students are not graduating. For many teachers like myself, the most important thing was to see our Hispanic student graduating high school. That is the goal of every CHISPA champion, to see a student graduate. We have great public school and dedicated public school teachers. But for some students with special needs, they may need other options in order to graduate.
Well, I often hear from public school teachers who, you know, for different reasons, don't like school choice options. I mean, I've heard, you know, public school teachers say they don't like vouchers and they don't like charter schools. Why do you believe those kind of options are a good thing? Why do you think they're needed?
Well, because it offers those students with special needs as circumstances with educational option they need, but with otherwise that they don't have.
So you feel like it's just a way to find some better fits for them. Maybe for whatever reason they're not fitting and doing well in a public school, but they might be able to do well in a charter school or a private school.
Exactly. Change the environment is going to help them to find their own identity in the complete new environment.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about what CHISPA actually does. I know you identify struggling students. Once you do that, what happens after that?
Well, first of all, we begin by identify at-risk student in the classroom. Immediately try to engage the parents. We try to work with the parents to encourage them and motivate them to work with their children. We empower these parents with the tools necessary to help their children to graduate. These tools include tutoring, mentoring, counseling, and parental awareness about the school choice options.
Okay. Well, if you do those things, if you inform the parents about those things, then I guess the next step is you try some of those things. You do the tutoring and then do the mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what happens if that doesn't work? What next? Then you talk to them about the school choice options?
If the student does not respond to the tutoring or mentoring program, then we educate and inform the parent about the school choice option and try to work with the parent to find the best fit for their child, so that their child can graduate and not end as a job on the street. His mission is for a student to graduate. That is what every caring teacher cares about it. Nothing else matters.
Okay,
no politics, no finger point. We want children to graduate and have good starting life.
So the bottom line is graduation. You don't care whether it's a public school or a private school or a charter school. The bottom line is you want that student to graduate.
Our target are the students, and our goal is that they graduate.
Okay. All right. Well, how many students have you helped find different options besides public school?
Well, personally, I have helped over 20 students as a group, approximately 150. And by help, I mean making all our resources available to these students, including engaging and informing their parents for school choice options.
Okay. Well, just to make sure I heard you right, so you yourself have helped about 20 students find some other options.
Yes, that's correct.
And then, and then the
group of the CISPA champion teachers, mm-hmm. approximately 150 students.
Okay, I got you. Perfect. Well, Dr. Castillo, tell me this. So, you know, again, I know there are public school teachers who, for whatever reason, do not like some school choice options like vouchers and charters. So, you know, what do the public school teachers who are not in CHSPA say or do? Do you ever hear from them? Are they okay with what you do, or do they ever express any problems with what you do?
Well, actually, they are very respectful about the professionally. So if they don't agree with CHSPA, they just say, no, I'm not going to be part of it. And they move on in the same way that we move on in our direction. Everyone has their own decision, their own choice, and we respect each other.
Okay, so there's never any problems, there's never any tensions or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. We respect each other.
Okay. Well, I know you have a very inspiring personal story, so can you tell our listeners just a little bit about your story? You grew up in Nicaragua, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and if I got this right, you were a teacher and a principal in Nicaragua.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you moved to the United States from Nicaragua about 20 years ago?
25 years ago.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, and when you got here, you did not speak English?
Not at all.
Okay. And so to learn English, you went to night school, and you were doing that at the same time you were working a couple jobs?
Yes, two jobs.
Wow.
One full-time and one part-time, together with my husband.
Oh, my gosh. So you had a full-time job, a part-time job, and you were going to night school?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
you're
sir.
Making me feel very lazy. Well, that sounds very, very hard. That must have been tough to do all that.
Absolutely, it was very hard. I had the bless, and I was guided by my mother, Mercedes Murillo, to go to school and have a career, which is why I went to school in my country and became a teacher. And she helped me with my kids, because we have four kids, my husband and I. And when I served as a director in my country, and then I arrived to U.S. from Nicaragua, I tried to give in order to give my children a better life and education. I did not speak any English at that time, and I had to work, as you said, two work jobs. And I attended my school and learned English. I managed to certify myself as a teacher in the United States. Then I continued studying university, my master's degree in science education at Florida State University. And then I began my PhD in Curtin University in Australia.
Ah, okay. But you had to go through everything to become a teacher again in the United States.
Yes.
Wow.
Then I have 20 years of experience in the United States, in the same school.
Okay.
I have been working in the same school for the last 20 years, in the same middle school.
Okay. Well, I hope this next question makes sense. Is there a connection between you know, your personal story and your personal experiences that you just talked about a little bit, and your support for school choice. I mean, is there a connection there at all?
Absolutely, 100%. Because when I came to this country, I had a similar experience and became frustrated. The similar experience, I mean, that I see my students right now. And when my children started school, at that time, we were out of our environment, different language, different culture, so we had to struggle a lot to adapt to the new life and to the new culture and new country. Even myself, when I was an Eastern student while I attended college. Therefore, when I see any Hispanic student in my classroom is struggling in the same way that I did and my kids did, I completely understand and I can make a complete connection with what they are struggling with and what is their feeling at that time. We don't want our Hispanic students to become one more statistic in the future. That is why our focus needs to be on a student's graduation. We want they be successful, a good citizen in the future, no one more number.
Well, it sounds like you can totally relate to how some students struggle with being in a new place and learning a new language. I mean, I can't imagine that must be very hard. But so you went through that yourself, and so when you see some of these students, you know exactly where they're coming from.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, Dr. Castillo, this has been great. You know, again, your personal story is very inspiring and very moving to me, and your group, Chispa, is very progressive. So thank you very, very much. I really appreciate you letting me interview you today.
You are very welcome. Anytime. It's a pleasure for me.
Okay. Thanks a lot.